Pelosi, Trump actions on voting are a domestic assault on our Constitution. By Pam Key on August 14, 2020. Friday on MSNBC, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said President Donald Trump's actions on our voting system were a domestic assault on our Constitution. Host Hyman Mahyildin asked, "The president also claims that mail-in voting could lead to foreign interference from countries like Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. You get intelligence briefings, can you set the record straight? Is there anything you've seen that backs up his claim?" Pelosi said, "Well, this is ironic if that is the word because this president has welcomed interference from Russia into the campaign. He knows that Russia is 24/7 actively working to help re-elect him. So this is a sad situation. We take an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. The actions this administration are taking, vis-a-vis our voting system, our sacred right to vote, are a domestic assault on our Constitution." She added, "I think we spend too much time on what the president says and notion mongers out there. Let's focus on how we can crush this virus, how we can support our children to go to school in a very safe way. We can put money in the pockets of the American people so our economy is strengthened, rather than take time wondering what he meant and if he knew what he was even talking about at the time and if his advisors do as well. I think one day children and grandchildren of these Republicans who are in office now or serving the administration in one capacity or another will say to their father or grandfather or grandmother, what did you do to protect our country from this assault on everything that we stand for? An assault on our elections, an assault on our environment, an assault on the people that we are, a nation of immigrants, an assault on our Constitution. They're going to have to answer to their children and grandchildren for this, because their silence is really deadly to so much of what we care about." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.